We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor takes a sobering look at the future of biodiversity.
Lately, my work on another project has meant spending time with the most depressing document people have ever produced. It's the Red List of Threatened Species, published by the International Union for the Conservation of Nature, which is an umbrella organization that coordinates efforts to catalog and preserve biodiversity worldwide. Updates to the Red List are published every 4 years, and the version I've been looking at comes from 2008. Its authors point out that it contains glimmers of hope, but then they characterize the news it holds this way. The overwhelming message is that the world is losing species and that the rate of loss is accelerating in many taxonomic groups. Scientists know much more about the state of vertebrates, especially mammals, birds, and amphibians, than they do about other forms of animal life. Every one of the 5,488 species of mammals that have been described, for example, has been evaluated for purposes of the Red List. Of them, 76 species have become extinct since the year 1500. Another 29 of the mammal species listed as critically endangered are also tagged as possibly extinct. They're very likely gone, but the sort of exhaustive surveys required to confirm that fact have not been conducted. Overall, approximately 22% of mammal species worldwide are known to be threatened or extinct. The Red List categorizes a smaller proportion of the world's 9,990 bird species, 14%, as threatened or extinct. But the raw number of bird species lost over the past 5 centuries is at least 134, and 4 more species persist only in zoos. Another 15 species of birds are considered possibly extinct. The fact that 86% of bird species are categorized as not threatened constitutes really good news in the context of the Red List. Among the well-studied vertebrates, amphibians are faring especially poorly. Of the more than 6,000 known species of frogs, toads, salamanders, and the like, 38 have become extinct since 1500. Overall, about a third of the world's amphibian species are known to be threatened or extinct. Of course, this information about familiar terrestrial creatures is just a small portion of what the Red List covers. It also documents disturbing facts about marine life, from plummeting fish stocks to large-scale declines among reef-building corals and more. I should emphasize that even taken as a whole, the Red List does not provide a comprehensive picture of life on Earth. Scientists have described fewer than 2 million of the 8 to 9 million species of organisms thought to exist, most of which are insects, and only a fraction of those described species have been evaluated for purposes of the Red List. The threats that put species at risk vary from one to another, but most of them result from human activity. People convert wild land to agriculture. We strip it to get it minerals. We build roads and cities. We cut down trees and kill animals at unsustainable rates, and we wreck ecosystems by introducing invasive species. None of this is to say we're not capable of altering our behavior to prevent the extinction of other species, but on the whole, it's difficult to spend time with the Red List and come away with a lot of hope.
Rob Cantor is the senior writer with the Environmental Change Institute at the University of Illinois. To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or to see photos, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu, and you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. Support for Environmental Almanac is provided by the University of Illinois Office of Sustainability.